Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Chief of Clinic Services at Pella Regional Health Center, Leslie Morris, joins us on today's program to provide an update of the expanding services at Pella Medical Clinic. Well, Leslie, a lot of changes coming to the Pella Medical Clinic that Pella Regional Health Center is excited about, and a lot of changes just overall to the clinic system as a whole. First of all, just give our listeners an overview of what's really coming up here in the next month or so. I mean, there's a lot of expansion at the hospital in general, but certainly at the clinic itself.
Yes, that's true. We're very excited that we are able to expand our access for our patients in a couple of different ways, actually. First, we have added physician assistants to our clinic in Pella to offer same-day appointments to our patients. So for things that you are not planned for, acute episodic visits, they can see you today. When you call in, we can get you worked in that day. Your physician, your regular primary care provider, will see the note from that visit, so they'll stay in the loop. Follow-up will be back with your primary care physician if that's needed. But what we're able to do is offer a great many more appointments each day for people who need those appointments. So we have three new physician assistants. Quentin Treadway has been with us for a couple of months now. Mindy Satamavong is with us. She's been with us for about a month, and she's up and running, seeing patients. And Kim Sita is our newest addition, and she will be seeing patients this week.
Well, not only are you adding the physician's assistants, you're also adding, as I understand, additional physicians as well to really allow that, maybe not that same-day care, but certainly that continuing care to go on here at the clinic.
Yes, that's correct. So we're adding two new physicians. Dr. Christopher Strong will be starting with us in late August. And in early September, Dr. Elizabeth Wooster will be starting with us. Both of those will be located primarily in the Pella Medical Clinic. Both are family practice physicians who will be doing obstetrics. Dr. Strong comes to us from Wisconsin. He's been practicing for a while. He's a very experienced physician, and he sees family practice from stem to stern. So he not only does obstetrics, which will be a great help to us, but he has a lot of experience with more complex patients, maybe what some people think about as internal med patients. He can see those, and he'll be very happy to see those types of patients in his practice. Dr. Elizabeth Wooster is joining us straight out of residency, which is awesome. She'll come to us with all the latest, greatest, and what's new and happening, and that helps to keep all of us fresh, so we welcome her as well. She does family practice full spectrum and will also be doing obstetrics. Both of those providers will spend one day per week in our clinic in Ottumwa to offer obstetrics to patients there, and then they will deliver them back here in Pella. So that's very nice for that clinic and for their obstetrics practice. That will give them a whole lot of patients to take care of and babies to deliver.
And here in Pella, of course, people think rural hospitals right now. There's been a lot talking nationally about the impact that certain things are having on them. But I'm sure good news coming from Pella here that there's actually expansion going and growth going with your patient base.
We're very happy to be able to expand services. And it seems that the more providers we add, the busier we are. I think, you know, logically, you would think at some point you will saturate the market, but it seems not to have been the case. And it's a blessing that we were able to provide that and that we have such loyal customers and patients, and they keep talking to family members and more people keep coming to Pella.
Well, it's not just Pella that you're hoping to impact through a lot of these moves, too. You're hoping that a lot of your clients continue to receive increased service all over at your various area clinics in Soli and Knoxville and so on.
That's correct. I think we're starting to view ourselves more as a regional presence, and by offering primary care locally. And then when you need something bigger than that, you think about come back to Pella because we can offer that service to you. But we make it very convenient for you for your day-to-day care to be where you are. So we're just very happy to be able to add that service line and the provider access for our patients.
We kind of circle back to the same day access. One of the reasons why I understand that you continue to expand your clinic services is to keep the emergency room open. And that's oftentimes, we talk to numerous people here in the hospital about that. But just remind our listeners why that's such an important distinction and why it's so important to have these same day services in non-emergency situations.
We are happy to report that we have outstanding physicians in our emergency department. And if you need emergency care, this is the place to come for that care. And we have a draw, a catchment area for our ED services that are tremendous, and it's because of the excellent service. But there are those times when you think, because there's nothing else available, that you need to go to the emergency room. And that's not always the case. It costs you a little more money to go to the emergency room, so you want to go there when that's where you need to be. So when the clinic's open until 7 o'clock, and with the same day providers, you know, we have more appointments available, but sometimes you still feel ill, or maybe your child feels ill after clinic hours. So I would encourage patients to please utilize our 24/7 nurse call line. There are excellently trained nurses that are there that can give you good recommendations, give you advice on what's really necessary. And if they determine that you do need to see a provider the next day, we will be reaching out to you that next day and getting you worked in so that you can avoid that costly, unnecessary visit to the ED, but still know that you're okay to do that, have some guidance to get you through the night, and get you into one of the clinics in the morning.
Once again, that was Chief of Clinic Services at Pella Regional Health Center, Leslie Morris. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.